Ken Eklund is the creator of the alternate reality game World Without Oil. The game allows players to join an online community and share alternate reality blogs, audio, and video clips based on Eklund's scenario, a world running out of oil. We decided to call Ken Eklund and ask him what happened in the dress rehearsal for A World Without Oil.
The game works very simply. It's an alternate reality event or an alternate reality game. So we're simulating an oil shock. And so when someone comes on the internet to worldwithoutoil.org, they kind of enter a rabbit hole. They plunge into an alternate reality where the oil shock is actually happening. And that's the website there is completely serious about it.
What happens when you get to the site? You see the page and it is as though this is the real world. But what do you do when you get there?
When you get there, you see like what the price of gas is, and there's a map, and then there are links to a bunch of stories. And so people kind of begin to click. There's a little button that says Mystified, start here, and then you kind of learn that there's a oil shock going on. If you just start clicking on the stories, these are stories which have been submitted to us essentially by players, just people out there on the internet. And those stories are all like the site. They're all completely serious. People imagining what their lives would be like if the oil shock were actually going on, kind of as we've sketched it out. So it's really the players who supply, who really flesh out the actual evidence of the oil shock. We present the idea and they give us the actual boots on the ground, grassroots reports of front lines of the oil shock.
So is this what people write about?
They write about all different things. Some people are looking at things kind of very strategically. They write about what's going on in A World Without Oil from kind of the geopolitical level. But most people are writing just about their lives and how their lives would be different. And they write about their attempts to begin bicycling to work. And they're writing about their attempts to kind of curtail using the car, or have they parked the car entirely. They're writing about their attempts to look at alternate means to get around, and whether or not the home that they're living in is actually proving to be viable for them has been a big theme. People realizing that they're too far out of town, they need to actually move into town. All sorts of changes like that have come out at very personal levels through the game.
You've been obviously reading almost everything, if not everything, that's come in. What are the most memorable blogs that have come in?
Oh, it's really hard to say. My mind is kind of perhaps over full. I've really enjoyed a blog by a player named Warren Wood, who lives in L.A. He's kind of gone through a tough time. L.A., of course, you know, not really very well equipped to deal with a world without oil. His posts have been very thought-provoking and very real. Early on, he packed a walkout pack, which he kept at his house, just, you know, basically preparing for that day when he might have to abandon his suburban existence and go someplace else. And so it was kind of a wrenching moment when, as a matter of fact, that day arrived, and he did finally use his walkout pack.
We've instituted a strict neighborhood guard. We live on the outskirts of town, so it's easy for us to see who's coming and going. 24 hours a day, we have people stationed at the entrances to the neighborhood. If you don't have a reason to be here, you don't get in. Yeah, sounds harsh, doesn't it? We learned quick after some jerks tried to siphon gas and it took the cops an hour to get here. The criminals got away and we realized that we would have to look after ourselves. Welcome to the Wild West, circa 2007.
So I'm here in Delft in the Netherlands, where I'm stranded because American Airlines has gone out of business.
Last Friday, June 29th, was one of Milwaukee's critical mass rides. If you've never heard of that, it's a cycling event started about 13 years ago in San Francisco. Basically a take back the streets sort of thing. Except this time there was nothing to take the streets back from.
We're in the back of a van right now with two guys that have one goal tonight: to steal as many bikes as they possibly can. Bike theft in the Bay Area is at an all-time high.
The scariest times for us have been when we were driving and people would try to jump into the bed of the truck at stop signs. We need a ride. I'll take people when I can. What I worry about is someone trying to carjack the truck. Half a tank is worth about $84.
Excerpts from the blogs and video from the alternate reality game World Without Oil, created by Ken Eklund. If you'd like to dive into the World Without Oil online, you'll find a link at our website,